Hey y'all, my name's Jen. I'm a health and life coach on a mission to empower women in this season I call the messy middle. We believe it's never too late to dream your wildest dreams and to build lives freed from the shoulds and have-tos. Here, we talk to ourselves like we do our girlfriends and our sisters and daughters. I will share stories and resources with lots of encouragement and a little bit of tough love to drive you toward action. In this podcast, we talk about everything: career, relationships, motherhood, and health. So grab your sneakers and let's go, because she's wild and freed. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of She's Wild and Freed. I'm your host, Jen, and I am excited to have you here with me today. We are going to talk about kind of a continuation of the last episode where I talked about needing to control things. And today we're going to talk about letting that shit go. Just letting go, releasing ourselves of multiple things. I'm going to give you five things that you can release, and we'll go from there. So this is going to be a shorter episode. I hope you enjoy it. Would love to hear from you. Please comment, like, share, follow the podcast. Anything like that is definitely helpful. And I just want to see if this stuff is resonating with you. So today we are celebrating the full moon. And with a full moon, one of the things, if you follow the cycles of the moon, if you dabble into astrology or spirituality with that, the full moon signifies the ending of something. So if you're listening to this episode in real time, we are right at the end of March 2024, and we just had a full moon that was also a lunar eclipse. So fun stuff going on in our atmosphere, and I just love that stuff. Anything that has to do with the moon, the stars, the planets, the sun. And with that being said, there's a solar eclipse coming up April 8th of 24, and that stuff's just super exciting to me. I love to experience it, think about it. So we're going to do that here today on the podcast, where we're going to release something from our lives. You know, it's a really good time to do that as well, because we're coming up right at the end of the first quarter of the year of 2024. We are getting to a point where, you know, it's important to look back, see things that worked well for you. I've talked about that a little bit on the podcast, of really celebrating what went well. Also, think about something that you can let go of, that you can release. So I'm going to share five things to release or let go of today. Right now, as we speak, we're going to go through an exercise together. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to share a symbolic act you can do on just really releasing that thing and truly letting go. First, though, I want to remind you all, the podcast, you all, my listeners, this is the end of the month, as I just said, and the promotion that I was offering to my podcast listeners only is coming to an end, and I don't want you to miss out. So as a reminder, we are running a promotion through March 31st, 2024, midnight at that time, to, if you sign up for my 90-day total transformation program by that date, you will receive the first session for free. So the 90-day total transformation program is a 90-day, as it says, or 12-week program. We work together on a weekly basis. This can be through the phone call. We can do a Google Meet. We can meet in person if you're local. And we go through what's going well for you, what may be getting you stuck or getting in your way as you work toward whatever goal, whatever lifestyle, whatever's really on your heart. I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. And with this promotion, you can receive one or the first session for free. So you do need to sign up for a discovery call with me. The link is in the show notes. This call is also complimentary. So you get really two sessions with me on the house. But you need to sign up for that session within the next week, really before the 31st. Mention this podcast promotion when you sign up with me for the 90-day program, and you can get that first session free. So don't delay. There's no time to waste. And again, we can go through the discovery call. You may decide this isn't right for you now, or maybe not right for you at all, but you get that hour of coaching with me. So definitely check it out. Try it out. I would love to talk with you. And there's only a few slots left of that promotion. Okay, let's dive in to five things that you can let go of right now to move out of that stuck place and start living the life of your dreams. There are five. As you've heard me say before, pick one that resonates with you. If none of these resonate with you, you may have something else come up that you can let go of moving forward into the year. So the first thing on my list, it's a doozy, is perfection. So I think I'm among friends here where we have some similarities in that we tend to wait till everything is perfect, till we make a move or till we do a thing. Or we have to have things lined up. We ourselves need to be perfect in certain situations. And this is not serving me. It's not serving you. Perfection is not real. We are trying to live up to a standard that was maybe set for us, or we've set it, but we don't even know why. We are trying to get to this place or be this type of person, whether it be holding on to the type of mother you think you should be, being that perfect mom, that perfect partner. Maybe it's something at work where you just can't quite get to where you want to release a project because it's not perfect, or you're not ready to speak in front of people because you're afraid the presentation won't be perfect. So this is number one of letting perfection go. Just giving yourself grace, allowing things to be messy, not beating yourself up if you're not the perfect mom or the perfect sister or whatever it may be. Let's let perfection go and move forward into the 2024 year and beyond. Number two. This may be controversial, but if you listen to some of my earlier episodes this year, this may ring true for you, and that is your New Year resolution, or resolutions if you made several of them. So let me say, if you set a resolution and you are rocking it, you are on fire, this is what you are doing this year, keep it up. Let's go. I mean, I don't want to stop you or recommend that. But if you are feeling shame because you said you were going to read a book a month this year, and yet you're still into the first book, and now we're 3 months into the year. Or maybe you said, I'm going to lose 15 pounds in 3 months, which is a very doable goal. So 15 pounds, and now here we are at the end of March, and you've only lost 12. So first of all, You've lost 12 pounds. This is amazing. You've got to celebrate those wins and not feel shame around a resolution you decided at the beginning of the year that you maybe haven't hit. Or, you know, it could even be you said, okay, this is the year that I am going to journal every day. And yet that brand new journal is sitting there and you haven't done it. These are things that will keep you stuck. Will that holding that shame over your head of not doing a thing or not saying what you're going to do, but not doing it. And I'm here to say, let's let it go. Let go of the resolution. Celebrate the small wins, whether it be, listen, you read a book. You haven't been reading books lately, and this is really important to you. You maybe didn't get a book a month, but that's okay. Let's keep going with what you've got. You've lost 12 pounds. This is amazing. Maybe you've plateaued. You know, we're right around the spring break time. So maybe you were living your best life, eating, drinking, and just relaxing. Amazing. Just keep the momentum going. If you're in that place where you didn't quite hit your goal, but you are moving toward it or even toward a bigger goal. And if that resolution is no longer serving you, though, kick it out. We're letting that go and moving forward. Number three of things we can let go of. And this goes along with some of the things I've already said, but I've made it one of our things is negative self-talk. Oh, man, that voice in our head, it's just loud and it is freaking annoying. Maybe it's when you walk in front of the mirror and you make a comment or a grimace at yourself. Maybe it's when, you know, some of the things I mentioned before, you just can't quite finish a project and you just start beating yourself up. Like, of course you can't finish this project. You're not even meant to be in this role. Or who do you think you are that you can speak in front of people? Of course you didn't make dinner again this week. What kind of mom do you think you are? There's so many fill in the blank things you can say that we say to ourselves. That no longer serve us. The negative self-talk does not exist in our world going forward. And really think about it like this. If you listen to the intro, and I know a lot of people skip past that because it's the same thing every week, but in the intro, I say here in this podcast, there's a space created that we talk to ourselves like we do to our girlfriends, our daughters, our sisters, our moms. There's no negative self-talk, no negative talk, I should say, but the things that we're saying to ourselves, we would never say, or most of us would never say to those people who are most important to us in our lives. Just think about that. Pause when you are about to shame yourself, say something negative, you know, allow that voice that's not serving us to come in and start bringing you down. And pause to think, would I say this to my 7-year-old self? Would I say this to my daughter? To my girlfriend. My girlfriend may be struggling with something at work. Would I tell her, yeah, of course you can't do that. Who even put you in this position? Who do you think you are? No, we would be like, you've got this. It's okay. Look how far you've come. I know you're feeling frustrated or stuck right now, but let's talk about it. Let's figure out what's got you stuck and how you can move forward. Talk to yourself in the same way. Going forward this year. Okay. Number four. I'm calling this bedtime screen time. Maybe I can trademark that. But if you're like me, nighttime, especially when I'm getting into bed. I'm tired. I've done so many things around the house for the kids, for myself, you know, and I just want to veg. Here comes the phone. I start scrolling, go down rabbit holes. I've already realized I cannot get on TikTok because that one definitely gets me down into a rabbit hole. But let's let go of this. If this is something that resonates with you, can you put down the phone, put it in another room when you go to bed? Can you not pick up the remote? You know, screen time also is the Netflix binge, watching all those great food and cooking shows that I love so much. But creating a nighttime routine that doesn't involve your screens, your future self, even tomorrow's self will thank you if you relax in bedtime. Maybe you take a bath instead. Maybe you do meditate or journal. It's that great time to read a book or reconnect with your partner and leave the phones, the iPads, the screens out of it. So number four is releasing, letting go of this habit of always getting on the screen at night, especially in bed, and move forward without it. I promise you, at least this is my experience, and I've definitely heard it from many others, you're not missing anything. You won't wake up in the morning and be like, what did I miss? What is the Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing? No, you just move on with your life. You do your thing. Okay, number five of the five things that you can let go of moving forward in 2024 to live the life of your dreams. And that's blame. So I'm going to talk a little more about that in a moment. But as I was making this list, I was like, man, I kind of feel like I'm just opening up my journal for all of them to see. You all are seeing and hearing the things that I struggle with. And you know, the reason why I share this is because I feel like it's really, really important for you to know you're not alone. I struggle with these things too. And I want this podcast to be a come along with me. Let's do this thing together as we journey toward the life of our dreams. Maybe I'm one step further in some area. Maybe I'm two steps behind in another. But that's why I started this podcast, so that we can learn from each other. I can share the things that I have learned and that can hopefully benefit you. And we can create this world that we want to live in, because we're creating or becoming the person that we truly are meant to be. So those are the five things, but let me talk about blame a little bit, because my one thing, what I've decided to let go of, is blame. And I've been doing a lot of inner work lately on my own, also with my therapist. And as I was reflecting and thinking about the full moon and what I could let go of, this is what came up for me. What is stopping me, or not, I'm not allowing myself to move forward because I may blame other people for something, social media, the weather, my kids, my dog, work, the people at my work, you know, whatever or whomever. You can fill in the blank if this is one you want to let go of. But this is keeping me stuck. And I want to stop blaming, fill in the blank for that. Blaming them or that thing for not doing what I want to do, for feeling bad, because maybe somebody did something to me or didn't do something, or I just have this feeling of blaming everything outside of myself. So I'm releasing blame from my life. I'm taking ownership of my feelings, of my procrastination, of my situation, and releasing that feeling that it's someone else's fault, or it's too cold outside, my kid got sick, my alarm, I hit snooze too many times, so that's the alarm's fault, apparently. You know, whatever it may be. And I don't need it anymore. I don't need blame. I don't want it. It's definitely not serving me from being my true, authentic self. I have big dreams and goals and aspirations. And holding on to those feelings of blame or pushing off something, dwelling on things that I'm not doing or not accomplishing or not learning from onto others is no longer something I'm going to do. So I want you to pick your one thing from the list. So I'll remind you what those are. Five things you can release or let go of. One, perfection. Two, your New Year's resolution. Three, negative self-talk. Four, that bedtime screen time. And five is blame. So whether you like to journal or not, grab a piece of paper or grab your journal and write the word or phrase that you're letting go of. If you need to write out, if you like to write more like a novella, do it. Do whatever, you know, makes sense for you that feels good. And we are going to let go of that thing. So I'm serious. Pause the episode right now. If you don't have a piece of paper or your journal close by, go grab it. Of course, if you're driving, pull over first and type yourself an email, record a voice note, whatever it may be. Just go ahead and commit to doing it right now. And as I said before, if those five things, none of them really spoke to you, but you thought of something, or you need to think about something of really what is the thing you're going to release or let go of, do that right now. I'll wait. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm here. Okay, so now that you have written your thing, you know, let's just do a quick recap. So in order to move forward, embrace life, and thrive, we must let go of something or many things. Today, we are focusing on one thing. We've written it down. If you haven't written it down, do it. Write down the thing, blame, perfectionism, negative self-talk, whatever it is. And then I want you to rip that piece of paper out of your journal, or if you have one piece of paper, and you're going to take it outside. If you have a fire pit, let's put it in there. If you have another place that you can light something on fire, let's do that. We're going to burn this piece of paper, really to symbolize letting go. If you're not comfortable with burning, or you don't want to burn the piece of paper, throw it in your shredder, rip it up to shreds, cut it up into a million pieces, do something that symbolizes you're taking this thing and you're letting it go. this is really an important part of any process, you know, just doing a physical action, taking action on truly letting go, on doing the next thing. You know, I talk a lot about taking just one step at a time. So do something with that phrase or word or that write-up you did to symbolize letting it go. If you're following me on Instagram or Facebook, I would love to hear from you. I want to hear what your word or phrase was, what you are letting go of, so that you can live into your purpose, your authenticity, the beauty of life without those things. Message me, comment on any of my posts as I share this information out with you all. And if you're not following me, come find me, because I do post out different tips and tools and resources. I put this out there as well to try to get the word out to others in social media. Of course, you don't need to watch it at night. We're going to let that go if that's your thing. But I do love hearing from you, and I want to know what resonates with you. If this is something you really liked, if there's other topics you want to hear, please message me, because this is for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you feel free to take action toward building the life of your dreams. If something in this episode resonated with you, I would so appreciate it if you would text it to a girlfriend so she can hear the message as well. Until next time, stay wild.